Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 eStock platform here in Prague, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Torstein Parelius. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for being here.
Producer and outreach producer for Up North Film.
Yeah.
Your credits include such recent documentaries as Boys Who Like Girls, Rockaboo, and Golden Dawn Girls. I really like that film, actually. And actually, among your activities, you had a lecture this morning, which maybe I will ask you a little bit about. And you're just out of a workshop, an X-oriented workshop. So lots to talk about. But the first question is actually just about yourself, a little bit about yourself. I'm very intrigued by your work as a producer, but I was also intrigued about the term outreach producer. And I'm wondering, how would you explain that?
I think that's a quite difficult thing to explain, but it's one of the closest descriptions I've found to use. Someone say impact producer, I feel that's a little bit misleading because it says much more about the thing we're trying to do. Outreach is much more what I really do, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's all about trying to make stuff happen with around your film in a way. It's closely related to launch, marketing, everything that happens after the film is finished, basically. But the work of an outreach producer starts much earlier. It's about making good connections with good partnerships with NGOs, organizations, groups that where our films has some sort of relevance, and where our films can help make an impact politically, socially, culturally, in some way. And it's not really a formula for this. It's that's what I've been to many seminars and masterclasses and lectures, I love all this work, all the impact and outreach producers are able to do. But as I started working with it myself, you very shortly realize that it's different from film to film. Obviously, it's different. You have to approach it differently. You have to approach it in connection with what you want to achieve. Yeah, so that's, basically that's what it's about, I guess. I think I've kind of tried to explain what it's about.
The key is there is no such thing as a fixed formula. It depends on the project.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And we have, not only, but we have a lot of films with like political documentaries and socially, politically, political documentaries. And one of the things we try to do is, of course, get attention to the subject matter, not only for the film, but we try to use the film as a tool to help organizations get attention around these topics or
yes.
themes. And the other way around, the films get attention from if we manage to make an impact in a way, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
When you say attention, do you also mean like money, financing?
No, not really. That has to come a lot earlier. Of course, sometimes it can generate an income from tickets sold somehow, you know, if you manage. But that's not really a big part of it. It's, of course, we have to generate an income somehow as well.
Yeah, that's kind of, it's the ugly part of the process, but
yeah.
It's one that I feel we need to get that information
out. Yeah, of course. And but usually it kind of is another dimension to this as well, where we try to motivate legislative change in a way, which doesn't basically generate an income. But the attention that brings to our film can generate an income, you know?
Right.
So if we have been in spearheading some sort of change, social change, whatever, and we get some publicity around that in the media somehow, if we get political attention and the film is kind of spearheading that in some way, if you manage to do that, the film will get, it's kind of like mutually beneficial. So our motivation for the outreach rarely is an economic gain kind of thing. But we know that if we manage to do something, that will give more eyes to our film. as well, you know, and that of course can generate a bigger income if we take it to the cinema or something like that. So there is something both ways here.
I believe that in your lecture today, you were talking about we live in an age of excess and there's a lot of information out there, and there may be more than one film made on the same topic, something along those lines.
Yeah, the lecture was called Documentary Production in the Age of Excess. I basically tried to use a few of our films as examples of how we have tackled topics or themes or stories that have been tackled somehow before or somehow at the same time as our film is about to be released or something along those lines. For example, we had this we made this film back in 2016 called Black Hearts, which is a film about three black metal musicians. And black metal is this kind of notorious hard rock genre that is based around themes like Satanism and misanthropy and all these kind of things. And the starting point of this genre, of course, it has a history going back to Black Sabbath and all kinds of stuff, but it blew up in Norway in the early 90s because of loads of church burnings, murder, suicides, grave desecrations and stuff like that. Of course, giving it a lot of media attention, making this genre kind of go from being a very secluded small community of bands and artists to becoming a kind of a worldwide phenomena because of these criminal activities. So fast forward to today, in Norway this genre has become much more, I wouldn't say mainstream, but it's touching upon the mainstream. Some of the bands reach the charts. They are becoming professional musicians more than just playing around with cymbals and stuff like that. And it's become quite big. But still, in many countries around the world, Norway still has this mythological dark aura somehow. So we follow one guy from Iran, one guy from Colombia in South America, and one guy from Greece as they travel with their bands to play in Norway with their bands. You could say it's a film about expectations and ambitions. It's also about freedom of expression to some extent, and the cultural heritage also, because, of course, these people are influenced by this Norwegian genre. So it's about how things have mutated through the years and become something other than itself, other places, but still Norway is kind of the focal point of this. So we knew that there were made plenty of films about black metal in some way, or if not black metal, but also metal in a wider sense, where black metal was kind of tackled. There were films about black metal in France, about black metal in Finland, about black metal here and there, and some bands, some films about specific bands, etc., etc. Still, we wanted to make this film. We saw it as an addition that could be kind of go beyond these films, because we saw that these films, a lot of them at least, were made by fans for fans. So they had kind of a lower production value than what we wanted to achieve. They also were not all of them, but many of them were talking heads based. So there were people talking about the history of this genre, who, when did what happened, who was first, who did what, and kind of intercut with live loud music.
Right.
We wanted to make something that my mother could watch. Didn't feature a lot of music.
Something more for the mainstream.
Yeah, something for the mainstream, and also tackling themes that were relevant for the mainstream. So it's a warm film, it has humor, it kind of doesn't just play up to the imagery, it kind of tries to look a little bit beyond that. And it's also about people, so it's an observational film that kind of dives into the lives of real people, dives into the image they have tried to create. But so we saw that this film, we didn't find many of those films.
Yeah, it's almost like the film reflects what the black metal music did by entering into sort of the mainstream.
Yes, somehow, I think. So that's one example of this in the age of excess.
I think of excess in documentary, I think of migration. There's so many documentaries about migration. It's hard to find any originality in them anymore.
Yeah, which is true, but it's also a really important topic right now. You could say Syria is a topic that's been covered a lot, but that's one of the things I tried to talk about in the lecture today, that Syria isn't a topic. So for the people making films, they need to understand that how we speak about and how we explain our projects and our films that we want to make or have made, we have to go beyond the kind of simplified, surface level, easy comparisons. Because, okay, another film about US politics, another film about another film about World War II, etc., etc. And we have seen so many of them, but rarely the films, they are interesting and important stories in their own right. So you have to try to go beyond this simplified way of looking at films, and the only person who can change that is the filmmaker or the filmmaking team, because we are the ones that kind of define how people will understand our film. And if we say this is another film about Syria, we would obviously not say another film about, but you get my drift. It's kind of like need to...
That's how people would react, of course. So yeah. It's fair for you to say that.
So you have to place it. So this film about Syria could be about this one guy that fights in the front lines, something, something, I don't know. And this other film can be about this two children that run away from Syria to try to run away from the war. And it's two completely different stories that can be strong, important, put focus to some really different aspects, but still, at some level, people could perceive them as two films just about Syria.
Yeah.
So, and this is the problem, but that isn't really about the film in itself, it's about the perception of the film and how you present and kind of create this perception of the film. So I would say that a lot of it weighs on the shoulder of the filmmakers, you know? You are the one that's placing the film out there in a
out there in the world.
Yeah, out there in the world. Yeah, basically.
Okay, I understand. We're actually way past our allotted time, let's say. But I want to ask you one more question. You're also involved here in the workshops for the Exorient.
Yeah, I'm one of the tutors for the project here at the Exorient. Right now, I came from a group workshop where we look at... So we're divided into smaller groups so that we can pay attention to a small amount of projects each, and we're mixing a little bit up from day to day. And we look through the trailers, we look at how the filmmaking teams are presenting their project, and we try to look at it with fresh eyes and from our backgrounds. So I think there's some really strong projects here, and I think there's some films that can really travel well, you know, that has international potential. But and that's been some of the tips I could give them that kind of help them see maybe clearer how this has relevance also for me in Scandinavia and Norway, and it could also have relevance for someone in the US or wherever, but it's still films from a small community here. It has some underlying themes and things that are universally important or can resonate well with the people all over the world.
Well, on that note, I thank you very much for joining us. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.